Okay, so what I'm trying to do is see the connection between the hologram and a solid object. So you can just look around you and see it's a fractal holographic reality. Everything's a typology, type and shadow and anti-type. So how can the, if everything's a hologram, if it's a hologram, hologram means holy writ, holy written. How can it be that these trees over here are solid? So if you take the word set and sat and sit and seat, and you unfold that stuff at a deeper level, it's like bringing everything together. So a solid is bringing a mass together, to setting it together. It always goes back to together. So you take a telephone pole and you sit it down in the ground, and so it's in together with the ground, right? You take a wheel off a car, put a wheel on a car and put the bolts and you put it together. So it's about bringing items together. I'm actually out in the middle of nowhere and I'm in a country road and my lights are in front of me, and there's these yellow lights in the middle, and I can actually, as my headlights are shining on the middle yellow reflectors, I can actually see the light point up into the sky, because I'm like out in the middle of nowhere right now. And so you can actually see through the fog the light go up. So my headlights hit the yellow reflector and the light goes up. So how can a human or a tree or anything be a projection, a holographic projection, but at the same time feel solid? That's the quest. And maybe that knowledge is too high. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But because if you can grasp that, then you've pretty much see past the material realm, you know. And we already know when you gaze upon something or think about something, you're actually collapsing the wave function. So it's a wave. Everything's a wave. I got too used to GPS stuff. Jumps up on you before you know it if you don't have GPS on. So you collapse the wave by faith to gaze upon something, believe on something. And it appears in the hologram. So the deal is, everything in front of you is a derivative of the word. It's a projection. It's a projection from the spirit. So if you think about a tree growing, it's everything's meshing together, right? Everything in front of us is about being intertwined together. That's what this whole thing is down here. A bunch of sand particles on the beach together. A bunch of dirt together. Atoms, electrons, and all that coming together. A bond. Making a bond. So the word solid means whole, identity. S-O-L means whole. Or complete, and ID is identity. So a solid, if it's a fractal hologram, if it's a holographic projection, then how can a solid appear from the word, from the electromagnetic spectrum? Everything that we build, if you think about it, everything that mankind builds, he builds it from the ground up. You know, you got dirt, you got sand, you got clay, you got rocks, you got minerals, you got trees that come from the ground, you got plants, anything that comes from the ground, oil, gas, anything that comes from the ground has been manipulated into something else, right? And if you think about it, a lot of stuff is burned. It's heated up and burned. To make ice, it's cooled down. So you got fire. You got matter. You got water. You got gas. You got liquid, fire. Liquid, fire, gas, and matter. And so using those four processes, you change it into something else. You turn it, you twist it, you combine it, you... combine different parts to make something else, right? I'm doing this while I'm driving down the highway at 2:30 in the morning. So it's, make sure I got this right. So all matter would be dirt, rocks, metal, trees, plants, etc., etc. That's matter. And so fire, you'd have to heat up some metal to make a piece of whatever. You got water, can turn to steam, which is gas. So you got the gas, you got the liquid state, you got the gaseous state. Then you got other states, you know, that they... man's come up with the superheated states and stuff like that. So let's break it down again. Let me make sure I'm thinking right here. You got matter, you got water, you got fire, and you got gas. You got liquid, you got matter, liquid, fire. Fire, I guess, is a form of gas, but fire, gas burns. Fire is a result of gas igniting. I'm trying to remember what they say about the four states in the esoteric people talking. But I can't even remember what they said. Fire, earth, air, and water, I think is what they said. So I guess that's, air would be gas, gaseous, water, fire, earth. So you got earth, you got fire, gaseous, and liquid. So you got a liquid, you got a gas, you got fire, you got earth. And they superheat, it goes into another state. You got, so steam is gas, and then they superheat some stuff and it goes into a higher state. I forget what that is right now. It starts with a P, I think. Plasma. So you got plasma, which is something totally different, I guess. Not sure, I hadn't really studied it. But, so they're right. You got fire, which is it's hard to describe fire. They can't even do a computer program to show fire. Liquid, gas, and earth. Fire, liquid, gas, and earth. you could say it, earth, water, fire, and gas or air. The four states, or the four base elements, or four base combination, whatever they call it. I don't even know what they call it. So those four things combine to destroy solid, or to make solid, right? A solid object. S-O-L means whole, ideas, identity. So those four things either make a solid or destroy a solid. So what we're trying to do is figure out how an object becomes a solid in a hologram. And so it looks like fire. So if you break the word fire, F-I-R-E, so F-I is faith, but F is also man, and I-R is to go, and E is spirit. So you got F-I-R, which is to infer, and you got E is spirit. Earth is ear, T-H, to hear the spiritual truth, the ethereal. Then you got water. Water is W, W, the double A-T-E-R. So this is why it takes so long. Most people can't think past 5 minutes, much less past 20 minutes or 4 hours or 7 years. You know, once you've been doing this 7 years, 4 hours of thinking is nothing. So you got fire, you got the F, which is man, burning up to spirit. So you got F moving to spirit through IR, infrared. So you got water is the double of you, AT is blood of his cross, ER. There's three that bear witness on earth: the water, the blood, the spirit. Let's see. Gas. Okay, so I did gas a long time ago. What did I come up with that? So gas is G, is a Golgotha, that's finished. A-S. A-S. Or S-A. I'm trying to think of an A-S, a holographic truth. I can't think of one right now. So I got fire, earth, water, and gas. So you can also call it air, A-I-R. So the air is joint airs. So you got the material realm, which is would represent the flesh. You got the spirit realm, which represents the air. Material is flesh. Air is spirit. So everything's burning up. You have to die daily. So from going from matter to spirit, there has to be a burning up, you know, like a burnt offering. So they go in the opposite direction. So now we're getting somewhere. So you got to go in the opposite direction to go from the material to the spirit. You got to go through the sacrifice. The flesh has to burn up. The carbon has to burn up and become spirit. And so now we want to go in reverse to see how these solids appear in the hologram. So to go from spirit to matter, the opposite of burning up, what would be the opposite of a burnt offering? The opposite of humility is pride. PR, public relations, IDE, ride, P, ride. You gotta go in reverse. How do you go from the spirit realm to the... how does the spirit realm manifest in the natural? That's the question. How does the spirit realm create a solid object? That's the question. That's the quest. The question. So Jesus spoke it all into existence, right? And man takes the material, which is actually a reflection of him because he's clay, rock. So man takes what's really in front of him and builds upon structures that come up out of the ground, right? Even artwork is just an image of the reflection of the 3D. Spirit become matter? That's the question. It's a 3D book. It's written, the Holy Writ. It's died. R-I-T is to die. D-Y-E. 10 fingers. The double of you. Electromagnetic waves. So the elect, rho, ma, g, net, ic. Thoughts are spirit. Mother Earth is the birthing. Woman's a piece cut off. The seed goes into the earth, creates fruit. Fruit. So the seed goes in the ground, it dies, and then it creates fruit. It grows up, it rises up out of the ground as a harvest. Harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T. Vest. H is eternal. A-R-V. Arrive. River. EST is established. Eternal. So the harvest. So it rises up out of the ground. Just, and you have to remind yourself what you're doing, because you could go off on a rabbit trail. What I'm trying to do is figure out how the material realm appears from the spirit realm. That's what I'm trying to figure out through the code. How can it be a hologram and be a solid? And it has to. We see that if you want to destroy something, you got to burn it, right? You can cut it into pieces. You can actually cut it down, cut, and put it through. Let's say you want to cut down a tree, you cut it down and put it through a machine and cut it into little pieces. But the machine has to be cutting and turning, so there's always a cut and a turn at the same time. So to cut up a tree, you have to have a cutting device and a turning machine. And the cutting device has to be in union with the tree. and it creates a flow as it's turning. The tree is being thrown out the other side as a flow. So the spirit realm has to split space-time to cross over, because the pattern is the cross. So Jesus came from the spirit, and he had to go through the cross cut. So anything that comes down has to split. Those that split the matrix are mine, he says. The firstborn and the firstborn beast. The firstborn beast to be sacrificed. The firstborn to be set apart. So anything that appears human-wise splits the matrix, or animal-wise is God's in the Old Testament. Jesus came through the cross, the blood of his cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. So anything that appears has to go through the cross. So you got C, which is agape. R-O is ro, or then you got SS, ES to be. For something to appear, something to be built, it has to come together as a mass, together, unity, union. To break it down, it has to be divided by cutting or burning or something like that. You burn firewood, you get power, you get heat. If you cut it, you get friction, which is heat. H-E-A-T, EA Sports is in the game. Face-to-face, cutting, cross, eternal. He, H-E is he, A-T, blood of his cross. In order to build something, you have to use your hands to put it together. You have to use your hand or your hands to build something. It's hard to build something with one hand. You have to use the two hands. Two, T-W-O, goes back to T-A-U or Tau or T-A-W, the Tau, the cross. So it's crawl, goes back to the two hands or 2 feet, the number two. Two are better than one, because when one lays down, he don't have any heat. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs. Two are better than one, because if one lays down, there's no heat. Getting close. It's right there. It's right in front of us, but I just can't. I'm missing something. It's right there. You can almost taste it. Going from the spirit realm to the natural, making a hologram. And why is it a solid? How is it even possible? How can an electromagnetic spectrum appear as a solid, something that's a wave, turn into a solid, you know? And so for a wave or a sound or the word to turn into a solid and then to be steady state. So when you look at that tree and you come back tomorrow, it's still there. Somebody put it in place. And that goes back to the word lace, like lacing your shoes, right? L-A-C-E, you lace up your shoes. So somebody threaded that into the hologram, that tree or that pole or whatever. That building, somebody put the pole up, threaded it into the hologram. It's solid. It's got its identity. So you have to get your identity, you have to bring all the parts together. Go back to Christ. You can't get your identity without Jesus. So anybody who's not saved has no identity. They don't know who they are. They might pretend to, but they don't. It's all show. We can see through them. Actually, they don't even understand us. It's real, to be honest with you. So it's interweaving. It goes back to information technology. Technology is the weaving. TECH logos. It's the word spoke all this into existence. So man is just putting together. Man is the burning and attaching and weaving and putting together different items and making a different solid out of the solid that's already here. The earth. But it's not a solid in the way that you think. It's a holographic solid. It's not really solid. But it feels solid. So when you run into a tree or a telephone pole, you know you hit a solid. And people say, do yourself a solid. So when you're solid and firm and upright in your belief, your faith, or whatever, nobody can knock you down. So it's your identity. So all these objects, the way that they have their identity in the hologram where they're solid, it's just an interweaving. So you get your solid by the word. You have to weave with the word. You have to interweave with the word, which is the truth. Let's see if this door is open. That's just a thought experiment. I just did a thought experiment on my way back from doing a run. Smartphones trip. Thought experiment. Sometimes you come to a conclusion, sometimes you don't.